Check 1, 2, 3, 4.
My KUTX.
My KUTX.
1, 2, pup, 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 pup. Okay.
KUTX.
Hey, this is Beto Martinez
and Adrian Casella from Brownout, and this is my slash our KUTX. We'll be playing an hour of Public Enemy related music in honor of our upcoming Brownout album, Fear of a Brown Planet.
Let me hear you make some noise! In concert for BBC Television tonight and a fresh start to the week, let me hear you make some noise for Public Enemy!
Step.
Austin, Texas, consider yourselves warned. That was Public Enemy's Countdown to Armageddon. I used to get so hyped listening to that intro when I was young. Every time I put that on, one long minute of a siren and people yelling and all that used to get me psyched and pumped to hear some Public Enemy. I feel like that's the lost art of the album intro. And that was Public Enemy's Countdown to Armageddon.
This next song is by a band called Mandrill. The song is Two Sisters of Mystery. This song has really for years been part of sort of the Brownout, just kind of backbone of where we've drawn inspiration since the beginning of Brownout, which is like 15 years ago now. I know Adrian can attest as well, many times riding in the van, listening to the song and just starting it over because the first few notes when the fuzz bass comes in are just so bad. It's definitely a staple and a great tune. And this tune obviously was sampled for the Public Enemy song By the Time I Get to Arizona.
Difficult situation. We all know it. Because we're the ones who created it. We're gonna have to be the ones to clean it up. We're gonna have to learn to live together and love each other. Because I believe one day, someone or something is gonna wanna judge who's creating all this corruption and death and pollution and all these difficult situations on earth. And he's gonna wanna know who's gonna take the weight.
So that was Who's Gonna Take the Weight by Kool and the Gang, sampled by Public Enemy for Louder Than a Bomb, for the track Louder Than a Bomb. You know, the great thing about when we started working on this project and kind of delving into it was that, I mean, a lot of the music that was sampled for this, including, you know, these last couple of the songs, are just perfect for Brownout. And I mean, I guess that's maybe why we got asked to do the project, but it's all music that we've been listening to and that's been inspiring Brownout and influencing the sound since the very beginning and beyond, because we've all been listening to this music for a long time.
This next song that's coming up is a Jackson 5 version of Walk On By, which originally was a Burt Bacharach tune, but done by everybody from Dionne Warwick to Isaac Hayes. This is a another sample from By the Time I Get to Arizona. When I was young and when that album came out, I used to love By the Time I Get to Arizona, and that breakdown section, which samples this version, has this yelling in there, and it always sounded like the most violent, just kind of scary, aggressive yelling in the background that I always thought was some people getting beat up or something. And you know, it seemed like some very Public Enemy for them to do that. But as we as Beto said, as we delved into these samples of what make the Public Enemy songs, it turns out that those samples were rabid teenage fans yelling for the Jackson 5 But in context with Chuck D's voice over it and with a loop and some eerie organ, it can sound pretty eerie. But anyways, this is a Walk On with a medley with The Love You Save by the Jackson 5.
Thank you.
This is Beto Martinez.
And Adrian Casala from Brownout, and this is our KUTX. We're the guest DJs on KUTX Austin. Hope you're enjoying the music we picked this hour, a sampling of Public Enemy-related material. You can see the playlist at KUTX.org.
Coming up next is something a little different that might not be associated with Public Enemy, other than that they sampled this song, but it is Angel of Death by Slayer.
Thank you.
I must confess that in the early 90s, I was super into metal and really couldn't be bothered with rap or hip-hop at the time, for the most part. It was just kind of the opposite of metal at the time, or at least that's what it seemed like, especially when you're in high school and there's camps, you know. This next song actually turned that around in a lot of ways, because it was a marriage of hip-hop and metal, and started to kind of open my eyes to the possibilities. So this is the Anthrax and Public Enemy version of Bring the Noise, the Public Enemy tune.
What a brother, no, once again, back is the incredible rhyme animal, the uncannibal beast. Public Enemy number one, 5-4 said freeze, and I got numb. Can I tell him never really never had a gun, but it's the wax with the Terminator X-1. Got it, got me in a cell, cause my records they sell, cause a brother like me said, well, Farrakhan's a prophet, and I think you wanna listen to what he can say to you. What you ought to do is follow for now, how are the people say, make a miracle, deep up the lyrical, black is back, all in, we're gonna win, check it out.
Yeah, y'all, come on.
Here we go again. Is madder than mad at the fact it's corrupt like a senator. Soul on the rope, but you treat it like soap on a rope, cause the beats and the lines are so dope. Listen for lessons I'm saying inside music that the critics are blasting before. They'll never care for the brothers and sisters right across the country has us up for the war. We got to get them straight.
Come on
now, they're gonna have to wait
till we get it right.
Radio stations, I question their blackness. They call us a black, but we'll see if they'll play this.
Turn it up!
Bring the noise! In front of me, the crowd runs to me, my DJ is warm, he's X, I call him Norm, you know, he can cut a record from side to side, so with the ride, the glide, to be much safer than a suicide. Soul control beat is the father of your rock and roll music, for what you're for which, and you call a bad man, making a music, I'm music, but you can't do it, you know, you call demo.
But we ride demos too,
what you gonna do, rap is not afraid of you, beat us for Sonny Bono,
beat us for your
water, run the MC, for say the DJ couldn't be a band, stand on his own feet, get you on your seat, beat us for Eric B and LL as well, hell,
wax is for Anthrax,
still like your rock bell, ever forever, universal and will sell, time for me to exit, Terminator exit,
turn it up!
Stand my man, the beat's the same when I boast those. Rock with some pizzazz, it will last, why you ask? Roll with the rock star,
you never get accepted as.
We got to plead the fifth, we can't investigate. Don't need to wait, get the record straight. Hey, Monty in effect, got flavor, Terminator. Exercise checks, played again, paid. We got to check it out, that on the avenue. A magazine or two is dissing me and dissing you. Yeah, I'm telling you.
This is Beto Martinez
and Adrian Casala from Brownout, and this is our KUTX. We're the guest DJs on KUTX Austin. Hope you're enjoying the music we picked this hour, a sampling of Public Enemy related material.
This next tune is I Got Ants in My Pants and I Want to Dance by James Brown, sampled for the Public Enemy tune Don't Believe the Hype.
Ah! Hey! Tell me what you're gonna do. Tell me what you gonna do. I got to know about that. Did you love for real? Do you know how I feel? Tell me what you gonna do. Yeah, about that. I got ants in my pants and I need to dance. Come on now.
Hey, this is Adrian Casala
and Beto Martinez from Brownout. This is RKUTX. This hour, KUTX has handed us the keys to the studio, and we're playing whatever we want to play.
This next tune, one of my favorite Public Enemy songs was always Shut 'Em Down, but this was the era when the producer was starting to come to the forefront a lot in hip-hop. There was, you know, the DJ Premier sound, the Pete Rock sound, et cetera, et cetera. And I always felt like this Pete Rock remix was one of those that took a classic tune that was already a heavy-hitting song and gave it a new life. And, you know, for many people, the Shut 'Em Down Pete Rock remix is actually now the superior version to the original Shut 'Em Down. So anyways, this is Public Enemy's Shut 'Em Down, the Pete Rock remix.
I shut them down. gonna pay anyway. There's gonna be a day, cause the truth they roll in. I posse up home from the ground, ready to go. Throw another round, sick of the ride. It's suicide for the other side of town. When I find a way to shut them down, I shut them down. 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 I wreck for respect, check one, hit the deck, let the man of the hour commit the soul power. But once I got to say, shut him down on a regular, cause a mass hysteria in the area. Kicking it for my man Chuck D, Daddy P.E. on the remix, hun, hold the flick, so check it. Before I step down when I'm in your town, you know I got to shut him down. For a friend in a war to the core, ripping up the poor in the stores until they get a brother kicking down doors. Then I figure I can get bigger, look them dead in the eye, and they wince, the fence is pressurized. They don't really want it to be another race or attack in disguise, so give some money back. I like Nike, but wait a minute, the neighborhood supports, so put some money in it. A corporation, so they gotta give up the dough to my town, or else we gotta shut them down. I 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 shut them down.
That was the Pete Rock remix of Shut 'Em Down by Public Enemy. This next song is by The Temptations. It's called Psychedelic Shack. This is one of my favorite eras of soul music, and in particular The Temptations. And one of the genius things about the Bomb Squad production on the Public Enemy records is that it's almost hard to tell. They layer and manipulate samples so well that what's hiding underneath should be obvious, but it's really not. And luckily, thanks to the internet, it's easy to find people arguing about sample material and just everything in general on the internet, but you can find samples and you can find specific information on records that were sampled. So yeah, in our process of making this record with Brownout, as making this Fear of a Brown Planet record, we were really digging into the original source material and stripping it down to, they're so dense and so layered and something you can't recreate, and it was just incredible production. But we would strip it down to try to find the original core sample and kind of build back up off of that. And this was the sample for Welcome to the Terror Dome, which is one of my favorite Public Enemy songs. This is Psychedelic Shack by The Temptations.
Hold it. Listen.
Yes.
That was Psychedelic Shack by The Temptations. This next one is arguably, I'm sure there's facts out there somewhere, so I don't want to spew any misinformation, but I would say one of the most, if not the most sampled song of all time, Funky Drummer by James Brown, which is the basis. It's tucked underneath at least 4 or 5 Public Enemy songs in there somewhere. This is one of the best drum beats, drum breaks of all times. Funky Drummer by James Brown.
Raid. Cut out the lights and call the law. Cut out the lights and call the law. Standing over there, the devil's son-in-law.
Drummer by James Brown, Clyde Stubblefield's most hated beat that he ever played. This next one is by Queen, and it's Flash's theme from Flash Gordon. Again, the genius of the Bomb Squad was not only were they pulling from source material that made sense, like Kool and the Gang and Jackson 5 and James Brown, but they were digging into Slayer, they were digging into Queen, they were digging into source material you wouldn't have expected. And this was from Terminator X to the Edge of Panic. We were lucky enough to do a version of this with the DJ from Run the Jewels, and did a version of that on our record. And this particular song, I always loved how Terminator X cut up the Flash Gordon theme. It sounds so epic and reminds me of my childhood. Queen with Flash's theme.
Clytus, I'm bored. What plaything can you offer me today?
An obscure body in the SK system, Your Majesty. The inhabitants refer to it as the planet Earth.
How peaceful it looks.
Most effective, Your Majesty. Will you destroy this Earth?
Later. I like to play with things a while. Before annihilation.
It was Queen with Flash's theme, which was sampled for Terminator X to the Edge of Panic. As I mentioned, we did Trackstar, the DJ, to the Edge of Panic on our Brownout record. So we're going to leave you with one more Public Enemy-related track. This is by Marva Whitney, It's My Thing. It's another James Brown-related production performance. This was the backbone bassist sample to Bring the Noise. My name is Adrian Quesada.
And I'm Beto Martinez from Brownout. We're wrapping up our hour as guest DJs on KUTX. You can find the full episode and our playlist at KUTX.org. Just look for My KUTX.
We have an album called Fear of a Brown Planet by Brownout, and it comes out June 1st, and we'll be doing a release party at Mohawk on Saturday, June 2nd. Hope to see you all there.
I can do what I want to do. You can tell me who to talk to. I can do what I wanna do.